to Zeppelin all day, Zeppelin all day, Zeppelin all day, Zeppelin all day, Zeppelin all day. You thought Jimmy Page was a god.
Taste, every taste. Baby, don't play. It's never too late for you to say, can you take me all the way? All the way, yeah. Yeah, can I be the one to hold you down? People trying, but I think I'm wrong. How to be the one to hold you down? It won't be easy, but I'll tell you now. Baby, you got it all. You got them. You gotta know. You got them. You gotta know, you got the mind, baby, you got it all, you got it all, oh.
Sixty-six, 44, 28. We are Radio Valencia, broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco.
We'll be right back. grand moment, les trois hommes disparaissent derrière la lune. Le silence, 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 silence. Plus de liaison avec la Terre.
Ladies and gentlemen, T.J. Miller.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Are we out doing it tonight? You know, I have a prescription for marijuana. It's for anxiety, primarily anxiety about getting arrested for marijuana.
What is that? Is that like a fake boy microphone?
Here's somebody right here. Let's give it up for this guy. Let's give him a hand. I said a hand. I said a hand.
Are you okay, man?
Thank you, Jennifer. I hope you're doing great because you deserve to be doing great. You're a great person.
Thank you.
Can I? Is it too much? Yeah! Got you another
one. I didn't want the first one.
Why not?
Because it's morning time.
Yeah. It's 11 a.m. somewhere.
Yeah, here.
So, how many days have you been out on the road?
That was my first road gig, actually, ever. I've never performed outside of the city before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was the tail end of it for me.
What do you mean?
I've done 24 cities in 4 weeks. I mean, imagine that. 24-hour-long sets. That's a full day of comedy that I've been doing on the road.
That is crazy.
Well, it really fries you. That's the thing, is that you're open micing, it's like a party. Comedy every single night. You're meeting the people that you want to hang out with every week. Those are your friends. Then as you become more successful, you start having to do all of it alone. When I bomb, there's no, like, shots afterwards with all your friends. It's very lonely.
So why do you do it? I mean,
because we have to, man.
For money?
No. You do because comedy is kind of a new religion.
Oh.
You're traveling, you're preaching to people this ideology of seeing everything with a smile, you know? People need it.
You think touring comedians are like preachers?
Yeah, exactly. Except we're better than priests because we're not lying.
Keep on turning.
Valencia.fm. Broadcasting straight from the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Find out information on how to be part of the team, part of the dream. Go to RadioValencia.fm. Email station at RadioValencia.fm. That's station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N, at RadioValencia.fm. Or if you have music in a band, send it to bands, B-A-N-D-S, at RadioValencia.fm. Coming through over the airwaves, in the studio, in the mission, the heart of San Francisco. Shouts out to all 24 hours, 7 days a week, community radio at its best. Download the Radio Valencia application. It's for free. It's easy. It's simple to use. Look up Radio Valencia everywhere else. Online, on the streets, in your heart. Shouts out to all 415-766-4428. To everyone around the world, 1-415-766-4428. Or you can email me, itsfaco@gmail.com. It's Faco on X. More music on the way. Today is a special, special show. We are going into overtime. I'll be here till 2 p.m. subbing in for DJ Mark. DJ Mark returns next Friday and every Friday from 12 to 2. Till then, I'm here. Shouts out to all. Live and direct. So much music, so little time. And I also got a special guest in the studio. Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one and only, the comedian, Victor Pacheco.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Victor Pacheco is in the studio. Thanks for making it.
Is this like your Rocky theme music right here?
Yeah, you never seen Red Sonja?
No, Red Sonja?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Oh, Conan is in it, too.
The Barbarian? Or?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, you know, they're kissing right there. It's romantic.
Oh, that's nice.
Ernie Reyes Jr. You don't remember Ernie Reyes Jr.?
No, why are you putting me on the spot like that?
I got to.
You're
man.
Like, hey, you remember this guy right here, this exact Let's reference?
This exact, but that's the thing. I'm older than you, so I got to remember that. So, it's Ernie Reyes Jr. He's from the South Bay, and he was big in a lot of the early 80s stuff.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but Victor Pacheco, comedian, in the studio, riding up with me on the 101, right?
Yeah.
Dude, we look like a Miami Vice, man.
Yeah, or like the rejects in front of Home Depot that no one wanted to hire.
They're shining too much in this city, dude.
They're already sweating. They're not even working yet.
Yeah, man.
Dude. Yeah, so, you know, you get discriminated sometimes, you know. Big dude.
And we met at a Home Depot bathroom.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember that?
That's right, yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah, it wasn't Faco. That was Faquito.
Faquito. I met Victor Pacheco because he was playing footsies with me in the bathroom.
Dude, I do not play in the bathroom. It's all business. I don't like going to the bathroom unless it's at home.
You know, you're in the bathroom, you sit on a stall, and then, you know, someone plays footsies with you.
Nobody has ever done that to me.
I look down and I go, hi.
I think you go to those stalls purposely for that to happen.
I do go to those stalls, not purposely, though, for it to happen. It happens, though.
Between the stalls.
Between the stalls. Between the balls.
Oh, my God, the balls of the stalls, man. That's what I'm talking about, man.
You know, but you know it. I remember we used to do a lot of comedy in the South Bay back in the day.
Still do.
You still do, man. Yeah, and well, you know, you're a star. You're a big show. Not oh my me. God, I'm still over there in open mic.
Nah, dude. Man. Nah, Vak was just being very humble and modest and trying to see if how much of an egotistical piece of shit I am. No, I'm just kidding. No, but
no, I remember. No, but you got credits, man. But I love it, and I want you know it's one of my favorite credits of yours.
What?
You ready?
Yeah.
You opened up for Big J Okerson,
dude. You know how many white guys?
Hold on. You let me finish. Come on, quit cutting me off.
My bad.
Jesus. And then the best part is that you said you took him to Taco Bravo?
Taco Bravo.
Because he wanted a certain type of Mexican food, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That was the whitest Mexican food I've ever heard of. He's like, hey, do you know a place where they have like a burrito, but like not with any carne asada? And I'm like, dude, you know, you're asking like a huge one because we're right by one of the best burrito spots downtown San Jose. And he didn't want to go to the spot. And I was like, dude, they have a great surf and turf. Fucking carne asada with shrimp, and it's like, dude, it's magical. And he's like, nope, I need to have it with just like ground beef. Wow. And I'm like, and thank God I went with another comic that is just like, oh, you want to go to Taco Bravo? And I was all like, is it Mexican? They're like, it's like how Taco Bell used to be in the 90s. And I'm like, what? Oh. That's the best way to describe it. Like having Taco Bell from the 90s. You know, people get drunk and go to Taco Bell and they think they're having like Taco Bell from the 90s. And it's just like, no, you got to go to Taco Bravo and get those Americanized, because they're not even Mex-Tex, they're just Americanized like a motherfucker. It's like, that's what white people think tacos are.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm not offended. I'm just like, no. I was like, dude, we passed like 20 good taquerias and taco spots and like vendors and all this shit. And it's just like, dude, we just literally traveled like a whole city over. To go fucking, and it was hilarious though too, because I'm like, oh yeah, I'll pay for it, you know?
Yeah.
And Big J's like, I'll pay for it. It wasn't that much. Yeah. It was like, but dude, like getting $60 worth of food there is a lot of fucking food.
Right.
And then he ended up telling me, he's like, oh yeah, I threw that food away, dude. Like, I was like, really?
Oh, really?
He's like, no, because it was cold by the time he got to it. And I was like, whatever. He's like, hey, you want to go back again tonight? And I was like, what the fuck?
But he did like it.
Yeah, he did like it. But no, going back to what I was saying though, dude, you know how many white people that never talked to me? We're like, dude, so you're opening for Big J? Dude, that's great, man. Congratulations. And yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm surprised that another fat guy had another fat guy on the show.
Yeah.
And it's just like, because a lot of fat guys don't get along with other fat guys. It's just crazy.
Oh, I get it. It's like a fight for supremacy.
Well, it's just like fat guys get really insecure about like, oh, well, are you going to do all the fat jokes tonight? I'm like, I mentioned that I'm fat in my set, but it's not my go-to type of thing, you know?
I get it. Yeah.
So,
you guys had Taco Bravo.
Is this interview about me or Big J Okerson? Because if it's about Big J, I just want to say
it's about Taco Bravo. This is what I'm about. Because when I remember going to Taco Bravo, and they had, you know, they're making the tacos, And they had the lettuce, cut up lettuce and the tomatoes, and they had it on top of the coffee. They just kept all the like, condiments on top of the coffee. Do you remember seeing that?
Not particularly. I just remember them deep frying the shells and like, well, it depends on which location, because there's a couple of Taco Bravo locations I've been to and they have different layouts where you can see them make the food and sometimes you can't. It just depends on which one you go to.
This is fat guy science, right?
Fat guy science.
Yeah. You got like the
fat science.
You got
fat
the,
science.
You got the plans. You got the blueprints.
Fat science.
You know? But hey, I'm telling you, man. I didn't know there was more than one Taco Bravo.
There's like one. There's a couple that are standalones, and then there's one that's like in a strip mall. The strip mall one, though, I didn't like it at first, but then I went the second time, and it was fucking bomb. I was just in a shitty ass mood. Sometimes you get in a shitty ass mood, and the food sucks, and it has nothing to do with the food. It's just your shitty ass attitude.
Shitty ass mood. Yeah, I get it.
Right. You know, it's just like. But sometimes you can be in a great mood, and you have mediocre food, but because you're having a good time, that mediocre food is delicious.
Yeah, I was just like that the other day. I was in a shitty mood and sad because they just shut down the brothel in Sunnyvale.
Dude, which one?
The one, it was in a warehouse commercial section, man.
Damn.
I had two gift certificates, man.
You know, that's why you can't get that shit on the front, bro.
Man, I should have just used them.
Yeah, you know, you should have just not gotten a fucking gift card to a fucking brothel. What the fuck do you think this is?
I Disneyland? Said gift certificate, you
gift
fuck.
Certificate, it whatever. Was on my wall. Gift card, who gives a shit? It's the same thing. It's the same principle.
No, one's a fucking achievement. The other one's just fucking, I don't know what to get you.
You can get me a purse.
Yeah, I'll get you a purse full of fucking Taco Bravo tacos, dude.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say cum.
No, dude. That's something you love.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's just like, well, my cum, not anyone else's.
Oh, yeah, of course.
People are like, hey, how do you have such good skin? It's like, it's my little secret. No, I'm just kidding.
You're rubbing it all over.
No, dude. It's just like, you know, people like, oh, you have great skin. I'm like, I'm just really fat. It's just all the fat pushes all the wrinkles out and looks smooth.
I noticed that, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, when you're looking in the mirror.
Victor Pacheco.
Oh, yeah.
How many tacos did you eat, Victor Pacheco, at Taco Bravo? Go.
With Big J?
With Big J. Did
with
you
Big
go
J?
One
no,
for one?
Dude, no. No, dude. No, he got his food to go. Like, I just drove him.
Oh, I thought you just said that in eight.
Nah, dude. Fucking. And then, yeah, the second night that we went back together, his girlfriend was there.
Nice.
And so she was really sweet, really nice, nice, nice woman. And so it was pretty cool to have, like, everybody there. But, like, somebody else that was on the show that shall remain nameless was very starstruck about Big J. And I was like, I like him, too.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, starstruck. I mean, like, if Rodney Dangerfield was there, I'd be starstruck. You know? Like, I don't know anyone else. I mean, but he passed away, so it's just like, you know, like, I don't know who I'd be starstruck like that, you know?
Right, right.
And I love and enjoy people, but I'm just like, dude, I'm not gonna... I don't know. I've worked with my heroes, so I don't, you know... I don't think that anybody's superior to other people when, like, these people treated me like they're equals, and I'm not their equals.
Right, right.
They're just respectful, and it's just like, wow. How could, like, one of the... most like profound comics like really be this nice to me? I'm a fucking nobody.
Yeah. No, you're not a nobody. You're a somebody. And that somebody, you know, I'll call you up and say, take your shirt off.
That doesn't make me a somebody. That just makes me a somebody you jerk off to.
Dude, I don't say that to anybody. You're a somebody, dude.
You're like, take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off.
Take your shirt off.
That makes people feel good. Go ahead.
It does. It really does make people feel good. But not really, though. You know, I was thinking about... No, I mean, I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know why people don't like fat guys with tits in public? Because it just reminds them about how, like, unperfect breasts are, like when the bra comes off with women and stuff, and it's just like they just use us as like, oh, dude, that's like, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be covering that up. You should be wearing something to make it look symmetrical. Like, so, what the fuck? And it's like, I got titties. I'm gonna do it. I don't give a fuck if they're symmetrical. Yeah. I'm not looking down like, oh, is my right titty bigger than my left titty?
But, well, you know, the kids right now,
$8,000, bro, to remove your breast.
Come on, I'll do that in $8. Small shirt, dude.
That's not permanent, though, bro.
Well, you have your shirt off all the time, then?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, I've been binding since the 90s, dude. You know what binding is?
What, your feet?
No, you know, well, this is what the kids do. This is what the kids do,
what
you
do
know?
The kids do?
When they, like,
put
their boobs back, especially if they're, like, they want a boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it?
Yeah, but I'm not a genetically born female trying to be a man. I'm a man trying to present as a man, you know?
Either way, we're pushing back titties, no matter what.
Right, we're pushing back titties.
So I push back titties. Back for
you say your titty back? Is that like a quarterback or a titty back?
I would just get like a size small shirt and then just fit it in and then put my double XL.
Nah, dude. I can't do that, dude.
Why?
I'm too fat.
No, you could do that. Just get a medium shirt.
No, bro, because then that shirt will be longer than the other shirts and it'll be like, oh, he's wearing a girdle.
So what?
I don't want to be fucking wearing a girdle, bro. Just let them fucking guts and titties.
It's better than $8,000.
Nah, dude, because $8,000 is a one-time hit. You just gotta make sure you don't grow them back.
No, man.
But the only thing I'd be tripping out about, though, is just like supposedly those surgeries, they take away your sensation in your nipples, which would be great because then if I never had a titty hard on again, that'd be amazing.
Damn. See, but don't do the surgery. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not gonna do the
just
surgery.
Just bind with me.
No, I'm not gonna. Wait, you're binding right now?
No, not today. I feel comfortable today. It's okay. My day off. Get off my ass.
Yeah, it seems like your day on.
Yeah, I'm wearing this. Did you do? You did comedy here, right?
Bocce. Did they play bocce ball there?
Yeah.
Was that Santa Cruz?
Yes.
Was it kind of like right there, right off the 17?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know it. I saw you there.
Then why'd you ask?
I just wanted you to say it. We got this recorded. He's been there. No, just kidding.
Yeah, no, for the federal government who's watching my every move.
Yeah, the ICE agents, then.
The ICE can fucking crack themselves up with an ice pick because fuck them. You know, I don't care if you're being stopped by immigration. I speak better English than the cocksuckers interrogating me. So it's just like, what the fuck are you going to do? Deport me back to San Carlos, you piece of shit?
Yeah.
I hope so. Deport me back to San Carlos. There's an airport right there, too.
Yeah, and your favorite country club is there, too.
That's in Redwood City.
Oh, yeah, Redwood Shores?
No, not
Shores. Have you
Shores.
Been up there, dude?
Redwood Shores is down there, and Redwood City and Woodside and all that stuff is in the other side where the mountains are and stuff.
Did you ever go to Pioneer Saloon?
In Redwood City?
In Woodside.
On Woodside Road?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
We did comedy there too.
Oh, no, dude. I remember that place that used to have sawdust on the floor.
Did it?
Yeah. Back in the day.
Oh.
Yeah, like maybe like 20 years ago.
I believe
15
it.
Years
well,
ago.
It's like, dude, it's been around since the 1800s, that bar.
I believe it. And I believe it has the same decor from the 1800s.
It's nice. It's a sweet spot.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't been there in years, so I'm not a good testament for like, oh, yeah, how it looks like now. I just remember how it looked like then.
You know, they told me there's like there's a nice restaurant right next to there. And it's like,
really?
They got an awesome $20 burger. But it's probably fucking
$40. If it's a $20 burger, better be fucking awesome. Yeah, $20 is
probably
$20.
$40 now. But anyways.
No, it's probably like $28.
You know who they said hanged out there?
Who?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
When, in the 80s?
No, now.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, let's go.
Which Michelle Pfeiffer would you like to see?
From Scarface.
Ah, that's a good one.
Also, though,
go.
Very close second, Dangerous Minds.
Oh, see, dude. That's a good honorable hit.
You make it sound like I'm a mobster, motherfucker. Let's hit this bitch. We're gonna put a hit on this bitch.
Dangerous Mind. I want to see her like sitting down on a chair backwards. You know.
I thought you were gonna say.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm saying. And put the arms on the backrest.
You have to tell me. As I walk through the valley of the shadows of desert, I look at my love.
Oh, man.
I've been rapping and sapping all that.
Even my mama thinks that my mom is gone. You gave me a Woody right now with her.
Hey, this interview's over.
Now I know why you're on the show, dude.
Oh, gross. You give a guy fucking a heart on. That's fucking, you know, some good
talent.
Yeah, you know, that's I'm making my vocal cords work without fucking pumping that throat.
You're my top burner, man.
No, I'm just your top, bro. You're my bottom. That's what's up.
Good switch.
Oh! But I ain't switching with you, bro. I ain't verse. I think that's what that means.
Sure. You got a college degree, not me.
Yeah, I have a college degree and
gay vernacular. That's
that was your major?
No, dude. I fucking majored in fucking sociology, which is like a horrible thing to do. That's like, I don't know, like getting a degree in like being a babysitter, which is not the same thing as a teacher or, I don't know, pre-kindergarten type of stuff. Shit. Like, no, it's like babysitting services type of stuff, but like it sounds better than just babysitting.
Yeah, it does. So you're a fucking nanny, right?
Right.
Oh, you're... No,
I wasn't a nanny, dude. I was a substitute teacher.
No. You're a... there's another word for it.
Are you trying to call me a poo nanny?
No. Oh, man.
Dude, you're struggling, bro.
It's a word from Switzerland. It's like a European word.
Okay, for what?
God damn it. I don't know
the this music in the background sounds like theme music. Like, what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
Can you remember the word from Switzerland?
Hey, what's another word for nanny? Fanny.
Fanny? No, hold on. It's a Switzerland word. That's what threw me off.
Au pair? Au pair.
I would have fucking known that. How the fuck do you know that?
You're an au pair. Give me a fucking lemonade. Au pair, dude.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Wipe my butt. I don't want to wipe my butt right now.
You should have already had your ass wiped before this right now. That's shit. What I'm talking about.
Au pair, I think it's somebody they go like, that lives in their house.
Au pair sounds like an obese person with a pear-shaped body.
That's me. Hey.